I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. Hey, I wanted to let you know about a little adjustment we're making around here, and that is we are going to start dropping the scripture meditations into your feed on Mondays. You can consider it your Monday meditation, really the perfect way to start the week. And then, of course, the conversations will be just as they usually are on Wednesdays. So I hope you enjoy this slight adjustment. Welcome to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. So Much More creates space for God to reveal his truth through his word. Today, we are continuing in our series focused on spiritual disciplines, which are simply practices that help us nurture our relationship with the Lord. This is the fourth episode, and we've already explored the church, journaling, and loving others well. And I think they're all worth a listen, so you can go back and grab those. But today we are exploring the important spiritual discipline of renewing our mind. And to do this, we're going to do our meditation a little differently than we usually do. I'm going to use some of the tools from the Lectio Divina scripture meditation method, but I'm also going to give you a little more guidance as we go along. So if you're new to this podcast, I want to invite you to first go and download the free Lectio Divina journal that I have created for you. It outlines exactly what Lectio Divina is, and it also gives you some space where you can capture your thoughts as you listen to this podcast. You can grab a copy either at jodynisnik.com, or there is a link in the show notes. Well, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to first prepare. To prepare your heart and your mind and your soul by taking a few deep in and out breaths. And as you do, notice if there's anything that feels like it might be in the way of you being fully present right now. And ask the Lord, would you help me lay that aside? Help me give it over to you so I can be more attentive to you in this space. Go ahead and take a few more deep in and out breaths. And as you do, let me pray over us. Oh Lord, we thank you for space to be present with you right now. Pray that you would use this time to help us know how it is that you want us to renew our minds. How you want us to be transformed through the renewing of our minds. And I also pray, Lord, that if any of those things that feel burdensome or heavy or might just be distracting to us come in to our mind, that you would help us just to quickly lay those aside and turn our attention back to you. So, Lord, just be present with us. Guide and lead. We ask that you would do this for our good, and we ask that you would do it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we dive into the passage, I do want to give just a quick word of context. We are in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, although I am going to read verse 1 in the first reading, just so we have that for some context as well. But Paul has just spent the previous 11 chapters giving a theological reason for why it is that we can rest in God's grace for our salvation, why we can rest in his righteousness. And so now he's turning the corner and he's talking about practical application. He's basically asking, so what does all that theology mean for how we live our lives right now? And he starts with reminding us that because of God's mercy, we are now to live fully for him. And then he tells us how. And that's where we are in Romans 12, 2. And of course, this is one aspect of how we live on mission, but it is a critical one. As always, the first time I read this passage, it is just for you to know where the passage is going and just to hear the words. There is no agenda beyond that. So this is our first reading, and it's from Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, as I read this passage for you a second time, we're going to really slow down and focus on verse 2, and I'm going to pause in a few places and give you some prompts to consider some things in more detail. So you can write down what comes to mind, or you can just spend the time reflecting on it. So this now is a second reading of Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. So let's pause here and consider, what does it look like to conform to the pattern of this world? Let's continue. Again, Paul says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So pause here and consider, why does renewing our mind help us not conform to the pattern of this world? Continuing again, Paul says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So pause here and consider, why do you think it's important that we be able to test and approve what God's will is? Now in this third reading, I'm going to read Romans 12:2 again. And we want to ask the Spirit to help us make it personal. So what is it about not conforming to this world, about renewing our minds, or about knowing His will that He wants us to apply to our lives today. It might be that there's a lie you've been believing, or something God is inviting you to let go of, or maybe there's something that's been standing in the way of you knowing God's will, or perhaps even there's fear around what God's will is. Maybe something else too. So just be open to what the Spirit leads. So let Him guide you and help you notice, and then I'll give you some space to respond to God after the reading. So this now is a reading of Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So now take some time to respond to God about whatever He's helped you notice. And now for our last reading, I want to invite you to take a posture of rest. As we go back and read Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, remembering that it is in view of God's mercy that we are being invited into this. So no matter what it is that God helped you see, remember the mercy that He showed when He sacrificed extravagantly for you through His death and resurrection. Just rest in the truth that you are deeply loved and you are cared for. Rest in the truth that God's will for you is good. So this now is a final reading of Romans 12, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the invitation that is found in this passage. Lord, for the fact that you are offering us an opportunity for transformation through the action of renewing our mind. And so, Lord, I just pray that whatever it is that you helped us notice about this passage, that you would help us carry that forward through the rest of this day and the rest of this week. Lord, that you would help us rest in the truth that your will is good and it is pleasing and it is perfect. So, Lord, we thank you that you do have good things for us. Help us to cling to that truth today. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I get to have a conversation with Jim Fadling on the spiritual discipline of renewing our minds. And she's actually written an entire book on it, and it's called Hold That Thought, Sorting Through the Voices in Our Head. And we talk about noticing what those voices are, discerning what's helpful and unhelpful, and then how we can move forward. She gives us a structure for how we can do that, and it was just a really great conversation. So I do hope you will listen in on that. I also just want to thank you for joining me again today on So Much More, because we do believe that Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.